Well, that Red Sea poll on the Shannon vote wasn't the only poll detail released this week. This morning, an Irish Times Ipsos MRBI poll puts Fianna Fáil at 26% unchanged, Fine Gael down 1 at 24, Sinn Féin up 3 at 21, and Labour down 1 to just 9%. Political analyst Sean Donnelly is with us now. Sean Donnelly, to that Shannon vote first, or that Shannon poll first, Richard Bruton puts it quite simply, do you want fewer politicians? The public doesn't appear to buy that. Are you surprised?
Very surprised. Most surprised. I mean, it's about a 60, when you step out the underside, it's about 60% yes vote, which is very, very low. I mean, I would have thought it would be up around the judges' pay referendum, which we had in 2011, which was 80% yes vote. You go back to changing the voting age to 18 back in 1972, there was an 85% yes vote. The Northern Ireland Agreement in 1998, 94% yes vote. I thought it would be up in sort of those levels. And to be down around 60% is very, very surprising. And that's not unbreachable either, because it's not a 20% gap. It's 10% of the people moving from one side to the other, and you're into a contest.
Is it easily explained?
No, it's not. It's surprising. I mean, I would have thought, but like the judges' pay, it would be a resounding yes vote. And maybe people haven't had time to switch on to it yet. It's early days. There's been no real campaign about it. But I think there's a warning there for the government not to take it for granted, that just because it seems like, you know, that people would vote for it, it's not always the case.
Could it be an indicator of people's view of the government that, despite the fact they're recommending fewer politicians and something which many people are saying is good, that people just really aren't happy with anything that the government might propose?
But I think in the Irish Times poll, the government satisfaction rating is actually up
yes.
this month, so that sort of contradicts that. I think maybe it's just a wee bit early in the campaign at this stage, but it's very, very surprising.
On those figures, as you say, I mean, relative good news for some parties. Overall, what would your take on the poll this morning?
I think there's been a lot of polls, and there's been two polls out in the last couple of days, contrasting polls. So I think if you look at the overall figure, I was looking, there was 22 polls, national polls published in 2012, and if you average the Fine Gael vote, it came out at 32%. There's been 16 polls so far this year, and that average is down to 26%. Similarly, Labour have gone from 14% average last year to 11%, and Fianna Fáil have gone in the opposite direction from 17 to 25, with Sinn Féin remaining around 18%. So the trend is there. The government parties are going down, Fianna Fáil are going up, and Sinn Féin are staying up around the 18%. If you look at, compared the latest poll with the general election, which is, of course, the important date that we all have to keep in mind, and the Fine Gael vote is down 12 points, with Fianna Fáil up 9. The Labour vote is down 11, and that's the amount that the Sinn Féin vote is up. So that changes the whole dynamic for the next election. I mean, if you combine the two government parties, they're only on 33%. If you combine the two main opposition parties, Fianna Fáil and Sinn Féin, they're on 47%.
There's another important date as well, and that's the local elections. And one would assume, looking at these figures, the Labour Party are very concerned about those elections.
And they have form here. I mean, this is a repeat of 1992 when they had their big day out. They won 33 seats with 19% of the vote under Dick Spring. But the next election, they were back down to earth, down to 10%, and remained there for three elections. So this trend now has started again. The big election last in 2011, now they seem to be around the 10%, and they've dropped into single figures actually in this latest poll. So worrying with the local elections on the horizon.
Just briefly, can Labour arrest this difficulty, this issue? Is it too late?
Well, Fianna Fáil found out that once you're down there, it's very, very difficult to get back up, especially when you're in government. Where's the good news going to come from? Someone to give you the boost, and that's the difficulty. And they found that the polls indicated after 92 that they were in trouble, and they never really recovered, and it took them right up into 2011 to get back out of that, around that 10% vote.
OK, political analyst Sean Donnelly, thanks for coming in to us this morning.